95.5 WIFC's Dave Calloway, Stacy Cole. We just kind of got something ready to go here on the phone, and it's going to be exciting to run this. Get it going.
Wow.
Standing by on our phone lines here. You knew it was coming. We put you all through that on Twitter, Facebook, let you know that Meatloaf was going to be here, and here he is. Hey, man, how you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Wonderful.
We have so much to cover, and we're going to dive on in. They only give us a short period of time. You're one of those guys.
Yes, we do. We could talk for hours, too.
We'd love to.
We totally could. I want to let you know, and you just met her on the phone as well, is a special guest of ours, and every couple of weeks we have on Lori Loewenberg from thedreamzone.com. And Lori, fan, you're a little bit of a fan of Meatloaf?
Oh, just a little. I named my tarantula Meatloaf when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I had a pet tarantula, and I named him Meatloaf.
You named your pet tarantula Meatloaf?
I did.
That works for me.
Wow, any chick who has a tarantula, I mean, come on, that's a hot woman, isn't it?
Well, it's an interesting woman.
See, Lori, you worked right up to interesting.
Did you take your tarantula for walks?
No, I would let him out of his tank when I came home from school while I did my homework, and he'd crawl up on the ceiling and hang out.
And did your mother enjoy the tarantula as much as you did?
Oh, you know, she kind of did. She would find grasshoppers and things in the yard and bring them in, and we'd watch him massacre it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is going to be the strangest interview that Meatloaf does all day.
There you go.
Pretty much. So far it is.
Woo! See, you know, we go with our strengths.
Can I ask her a question? What is dream.com?
Yeah.
The dreamzone.com.
Dreamzone.com.
Yeah, I'm a dream analyst.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, what would it be that if I have a reoccurring dream that I'm always stuck on top of a bus going down Fifth Avenue, and all of a sudden my dream starts, I'm on top of a bus going down Fifth Avenue with no clothes on.
That's awesome.
Sure. Well, and Lori, you want to know how often does he have the dream?
Yeah.
Often?
Yeah, yeah. Probably 30, 40 times a year.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
A bus indicates how you're currently traveling through life. A bus is a slower means of transportation than a car or a plane or anything else. So you may get this dream when some area of your life is going much slower than you'd like it to.
Oh, that's my entire life. Wow. My entire life goes slower than I want to. It's like, let's go, people. Come on, move.
Interesting.
People don't move fast enough for me.
And that may also be why it's a bus, because that's a multi-passenger vehicle holding people rather than just you.
There you go.
It's not you that's holding you back. It's others around you.
Now I know. I'll just keep dreaming it. Maybe they'll move faster.
Well, Lori, I think at some point, next book you write, you'll have to put in some Meatloaf. You got to put it in there.
Well, you know, I do want to do a book on celebrity dreams. So I will include that if that's all right with you.
Heck yeah.
That's fine. Go for it.
Wonderful. Well, at Meatloaf, if you want to find her website, it's thedreamzone.com. So,
yeah.
Wow, how cool was that?
I'm a good-looking redhead. You should check it out.
Hey, well, I was voted 10th sexiest male in 1996 in Playgirl, so there you go.
Can I ask one quick question about his album?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, is this new album as rock and roll and motorcycle-y as your other ones?
This album is harder. It rocks harder than the other ones. Do you like that or don't like that?
I love it.
Well, then if you like the other ones and you like the fact that this one really goes at you. This is really right in your face, and it's really organic, and it's really a much rawer kind of sound. I mean, it's still big and it's still dramatic because it's based on a short story about a soldier who's dying, and instead of his life flashing backwards, it flashes forward into what his future could be. It's very dream. He's having dreams is basically what's going on. So that's a really appropriate thing we got going on here. Because I considered them to be dreams, but they're really kind of nightmarish dreams for him. They're kind of Twilight Zone episodes of things that he wouldn't do because he's more of an outlaw. And it's the same woman every time. If you took 10 different women and just put the same face and then transferred face to face, you know how they would all be different. Well, that's what he went to. He's seeing the same woman 10 different ways.
Wow.
And it's all the songs speak to each other, and I'm sorry. It's It's really a good record. Everybody that comes on in any show will tell you how great their record is, and I don't blame them. They should, but this one's better.
Yeah, cool.
Well, you're feeling it. I mean, you can tell you're extremely passionate about it. So how long did it take you to come up with this?
Making the record, guy, I can't believe that I need to follow her around. No, seriously, because I've been making the statement, making the record felt like a dream.
Mm.
It feels like it today. It still didn't happen. It did. And it was just all, it's one of those things that happen in your life that it's just magic. And everything that is done is the right thing. There's nothing ever. And at the same time, it felt like we never did anything.
Wow.
And
nobody ever has to tell you about how good you think this is, because you already know. You feel it.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, I'm so passionate about this record. And I've never been one that gets emotionally attached to a record, a film, my children, yeah, but to one of my projects, I detach myself emotionally. When I'm in it, I'm so emotional about it. But when it's over, I detach myself away from it, because if something's not going right about it, you get too emotional. And this one, I've attached myself emotionally to it, and it's just like, it's good and it's bad, boy. But this record is one of the strongest things I've ever done in my life.
You know, a couple things for you, Meatloaf. We want to ask you about touring. You going to tour with this thing extensively,
We're going out for 17 shows, and then I'm going to tell everybody how I feel.
Okay. Get on it. Hey, and one other thing is, when you go to concerts now and you're out on tour, how many people ask you about fantasy sports because you are so dedicated? Yeah.
Everybody, okay.
Really? What do you tell them? And a question about localism here. You know, you've been in Wisconsin, and I know that Packer fans and Brewer fans have talked to you about this. Is what do you say to them? Have you ever acquired any of them for your fantasy teams? Green Bay Packers?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Well, I have some friends that were ex-Packers, Fuzzy Thurston, and I played golf I don't know how you feel about him anymore, with Brett Paul Horning, and just different Donnie Anderson.
Sure.
There's more. I know more Packers. I know more Packers and Cowboys than I do any other team.
Oh, cool.
Wondered about that, because, man, when I first heard about that about you, I went, man, here's a whole new dimension. Never knew that. Been into it since the start of fantasy sports?
Yeah, since way in the 80s.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and in fact, you know how serious. You know, like they have the Alice Cooper radio show, and they have the Dee Snider, and they have Little Steven, and they have, you know, all these musicians with their music shows.
Yeah.
Well, Sirius has approached me about running a fantasy show.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but you
a fantasy sports show.
And you know how big that fan base would.
At it.
You know how big that fan base would be, right?
Yeah.
That would be huge.
Well, ESPN came to me about hosting one on a Thursday, and I told them they were crazy and needed to be on a Sunday. And they said, oh, we can never make before a game. I said, it needs to be on Sunday, and you have to be on at the noon hour, East Coast time, because that's when the injury report comes out.
Right.
And it's a useless show if you're fantasy fans, if you're not keeping them in touch with how to set their lineups 1 hour before a game, because all of a sudden you could have LaDainian Tomlinson as your running back and he's not playing and you don't know that. And I said, that's important. So they went, oh, we can never do that. And then last year, what they put on a 2-hour fantasy sports show, and it was on at the time of the injury report came out.
They owe you money. That was a great idea.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it. We're getting beat, but Meatloaf, it was great to talk to you, and I hope we can spend some more time talking about lots of other stuff in your life. But we'll watch for you on tour with the new record.
Can't wait.
And go listen to the new record. I don't care how you listen to it, just go listen to it.
Absolutely. We'll pass that information along.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
That is Meatloaf and Lori Loanberg, who's been eavesdropping a little bit.
Are you Are you on the floor passed out?
I am. Oh, my God.
By the way, I
got to tell you guys, this is like one of the coolest things anyone's ever done. So I am so sending you a stripper.
So you really, please, thank you.
We like chocolate, actually. We're
right.
More into chocolate than, you know, other stuff.
Lori, what did you think? Now, this is one of the people that you love.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I have been rocking out to Meatloaf since I was like 8.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wear a Bat Out of Hell t-shirt almost every single day, and it drives my husband absolutely crazy. He's sick, tired of it, but love my Meatloaf.